message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
To welcome you to church this morning, we are grateful to God for His help and for His assistance. We had a great time last night at the Carol Groove. Undoubtedly, that's the best that we have had in recent times. We are grateful to God for His blessings and for His grace. My prayer is that your life will never remain the same in Jesus' name. This Christmas shall be one that you will never forget in righteousness in Jesus' name. I'll be speaking briefly on the wonders of Thanksgiving. The wonders of Thanksgiving. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 from verse 8 to 15. I mean, if I can read at least 4 or 5 verses to start, I'll be glad. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, I'll be reading from verse 8. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 from verse 8. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon the upon His name, make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him. Somebody say, sing unto Him. Sing psalms unto Him. Talk ye of all His wondrous works. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. Remember His marvelous works that He had done, His wonders, and the judgment of His mouth. O ye seeds of Israel, His servant, ye children of Jacob, ye His chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of His covenant, the word which He commanded to 1,000 generations. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in Jesus' name. Thanksgiving is vital to a Christian just as breathing is vital to a human being. Thanksgiving is actually a sign of Christian maturity. Thanksgiving is a sign that a Christian is approaching maturity or is already getting mature as a Christian. Because an immature person does not thank God, does not go the extra mile to thank God. And thanksgiving is what separates successful Christians from failing Christians. All through the Bible, God warns us on the dangers of ingratitude. One of the many things that God hates with passion is ingratitude. In Malachi chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, God was speaking to the priests and the children of God, warning the priests to be very careful on this issue of thanksgiving, lest He lay a curse on them. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already because you did not lay it to heart. Somebody say, God forbid. So, lack of thanksgiving produces curses. God warned us in the scripture. He said, don't try it. That I will bless you, and you will refuse to say anything. You will refuse to do anything to appreciate me. Turn to your neighbor and say, it is dangerous not to thank God. It is dangerous not to appreciate God. I didn't hear you say that. It is dangerous not to thank God. It is dangerous not to appreciate God. Ladies and gentlemen, briefly this morning, I want to show you something that will bless you on a permanent basis on this issue of thanksgiving this morning. Revealed to me directly from God. And I know that your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. The life of a man is in three phases. The yesterday of his life, the today of his life, and the tomorrow, or what you call forever, of his life. I'll be looking at these three phases of a man's life and how thanksgiving helps him to maximize those phases. We'll start with the yesterday. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 15. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 15. God requires that we thank Him for the past. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 15. That which had been is now, and that which is to be has already been. And God required that which is past. God requires from you thanks for what is past. God requires from you appreciation for what He has done for you in the past. Because our God is a God of the past, the present, and the future. Hebrews 13 verse 8. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, or what you call forever. So He's a God that always wants us to give him praise for the yesterday. Why do you thank God for yesterday? I'll give you about 4 points under that. Why do you need to thank God for yesterday? Number one, or what you can call 1A, is it shows you are not forgetful. Psalms 103, verse 1 and 2. Psalms 103, verse 1 and 2. When you thank God for yesterday, it's a sign that you are not a forgetful person. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. So when you refuse to forget yesterday, it shows that you are not a forgetful person. 1B, why do I need to thank God for yesterday? Or before I move to B, you will look also in the book of Luke chapter 17, verse 12, all through to 19. There's a story there of 10 lepers who were cleansed by Jesus. 10 of them came to him and worshipped him and asked him for mercy, asked him for healing. And the Bible says, after they were healed, only one came back. He had quickly forgotten what God did for them just yesterday, just a few minutes ago. May you never be a forgetful person in Jesus' name. I said, may you never be a forgetful person in Jesus' name. 1B, why do I need to thank God for yesterday? To acknowledge God's help and assistance of the past. In Genesis chapter 6, you know the story of how God was unhappy with the children of men. God was sad with their behavior. God was not happy with the way they were behaving. And the Bible says God decided to destroy the children of men. He was very angry. Genesis chapter 6 verse 5. He was displeased. He regretted that he created man. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. God was not happy and decided to destroy the earth with water. He only spared a family called the family of Noah. He spared Noah and spared his family. And Noah never took that for granted. In Genesis chapter 8 verse 20, Genesis 8 verse 20, Noah raised an altar to God to thank him for what he did yesterday. The Bible says, and Noah builded an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offering on the altar. God was excited. He said, newsboy, you have not forgotten what I did for you yesterday. If you were like in an hotel for this long, you still did not forget me. My prayer for you today is that every seed or everything that makes us quickly forget what God has done yesterday be cast out of us in the name of Jesus. Noah never forgot God. Why do I need to thank God for yesterday? Number 1C is to disallow yesterday from hindering today. Genesis chapter 8 verse 21-22. Noah offered to God so that the problem of yesterday will never reoccur. God destroyed men yesterday, and Noah did not want that to reoccur. He came to God in appreciation. Let us see what he did in Genesis 8, 21-22. Bible says, and the Lord smelled Noah's appreciation. God smells Noah's thanksgiving, Noah's offering. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore every living thing as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. God said, because of what you have done now, I will make your thanksgiving of yesterday to affect your future positively. I will make your appreciation of me, since you appreciated me like this yesterday, I will ensure that your tomorrow will be alright. My prayer for somebody here today is that your thanksgiving of this season and of today in particular will make your tomorrow to be alright. It will make your tomorrow to be alright. And number 1D, why do I need to thank God for yesterday? Is to thank God for the battles that you have won. Ladies and gentlemen, you will agree with me that life is a battle. There is so much battle to fight. Immediately a child is born, the first thing the child begins to do is to cry. If the child doesn't cry, the doctors will beat the child's bum. You must cry by force. You have just entered the battlefield, you won't cry. You must cry. So when the child cries, they will now smile. He's not crying now. He has realized that he's in battle. Life is a battle. If God were to show you just little of the battle he has won for you, if God were to open your eyes to see the kind of battles he has fought for you, and the people who are behind those things, you will be amazed. The heart of man is desperately wicked. You can't imagine it. I saw something on the internet some time ago of somebody who had a small girl in the house. The punisher for something that she did. And she went to pour Gabalin 20 inside the soup that they just made in the house. She poured poison, something that fertilizes, that kills grass. The chemical they used to kill, poured it inside the food and steered it very well so that they would not see it. Bam! The woman of the house first died from it first. Then one, two other people started having stomach problems before they rushed them to the hospital. And then the investigation started. And so it was one small girl like this. Then what did they say? They punished me yesterday for what I did. So I just felt, I didn't want to kill them. Just for them to have problems small and have a taste of how sweet it is to beat a small girl. You have passed through a lot, but God saved you. God has helped you so much. God has assisted you so much. If not for God's grace, you would have been gone a long time. Somebody shout hallelujah. Your yesterday is history, but there's something in it that you can thank God for. Haven't said so much about yesterday. We move quickly to the issue of today. Your today. Your today needs thanksgiving, because not everybody that was alive yesterday is alive today. How many of us believe that? You need to thank God for today, because not everybody that we said good morning yesterday to is alive this morning. Many have died in their thousands, maybe even in their millions. And today is a gift to your destiny. And when your praise goes up today, God shows up today. When your praise goes up today, God shows up today. There is no reason to complain about anything. You might not be in Shell, but you are not in hell. You know, Shell is S-H-E-L-L. Hell is, just remove the S, you already have hell. So you might not be walking in Shell, but you are not yet in hell. And you will never go to hell. I didn't hear your amen. I didn't hear your loud amen. You might not be walking in Shell, but you are not in hell. So you need to thank God for today. How quickly, what do you need to thank God? What is in today? What are the things available in today? New opportunities, blessings, things available in today. New opportunities are available today. Blessings are available today. Favor is available today. Prosperity is available today. It's amazing that Joseph was thanking God for his today, every day. Despite the fact that he was unjustly placed into prison. Joseph did not do anything bad. They just threw him inside prison. They reported him wrongly. Yet, he was appreciative for today. He was so appreciative to the extent that he was giving joy to others. I can't imagine somebody telling you that, God forbid, that you stole something. Or somebody accusing you that you slept with the person's wife. Well, you did not betray, they threw you inside prison. When you now get inside prison, you are now so happy. To the extent that you are now even giving joy to others. In Genesis 40 verse 7, the Bible says he was even asking them, Genesis 40 verse 7, the butler and the baker, what's going on? Why are you looking so sad today? Genesis 40 verse 7. What's going on? He asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his lost house, saying, wherefore looking so sadly today? I can't imagine somebody that was thrown inside cell wrongly and probably placed in life imprisonment, and you are still happy. The reason is because Joseph was a man that appreciated today. His heart was grateful for today. His mind was appreciated. Many of us, our heart is, everything about our heart has nothing to do with it. We cannot see anything. Today is a gift that can give you a lift if you appreciate God. It's a gift. And the gift of today can change your story if the sickle of appreciation and thanksgiving is added to today. Can I tell you this? Anything that makes you to complain today wants you to be stagnated today. Anything that makes you to be a complainer today wants you to be on the same spot today. But that will never be your portion in life. I said that will never be your portion in life. And as Joseph thanked God for today solving other people's problem, he was lifted out of the cell. Somebody is coming out of the cell of life today. Somebody is coming out of the cell of poverty today. Somebody is coming out of the cell of carryover today. Somebody is coming out of every cell of sickness and disease today. Come on, say a big amen. He was thankful even in the midst of challenges. He was grateful even in the midst of great challenges. Now quickly, why do you need to thank God for today? I've said that earlier, 2A. Today is a gift from God. The reason why you must thank God for today is because if God gave you today as a gift. If he withdraws that gift, nobody can question him. If God decided that anybody will not wake up, there is nobody that can say, God, I will show you pepper, I will slap you, I will put chains on your hand.
There's nothing you can do.
It's a gift. And God will never withdraw that gift from you. Number 2b, why do I need to thank God for today? Today is new and devoid of your ugly past. Today is new. It's devoid of your ugly past. Isaiah chapter 43, 18 and 19. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Remember you know the former things, neither ye consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. It shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will make a way in your wilderness and rivers in your desert. So forget about the ugly past. Don't your neighbor say, forget about your ugly past. Forget about your ugly past. Forget about the challenges of the past. Forget it. Forget it. Forget it. It's gone. Today is the one that you have to appreciate God for. There's nothing ugly in today. It is what you make out of it that determines what happens. You see, when you wake up every day, God has already set out a good plan for you that day. You can only destroy that day if you refuse to thank God for that day. To see, why do I need to thank God for today? The blessing of today carries a price tag. The blessings that are available today carries a price tag. And that price tag is the tag of thanksgiving. Like I said earlier, today has opportunities and blessings. And for you to assess that blessing, there is a price tag. Someone say price tag. Just like when you go to shops and you see various things there that you want to buy, you see prices attached to it. What is available today for you to possess? There is something that will make you possess it. It's called thanksgiving. The great things that are available today, the only thing that will make you to possess it is called thanksgiving. And to see, why do I need to thank God for today? Today is the seed for the fruits of tomorrow. Today is a seed. So you need to thank God for the seed so that you can have fruits. Today is a seed, so you must appreciate God for today. Today is a seed, so you must exalt God for today. Today is a seed, so you must celebrate God for today. My prayer for somebody here today is that you will plant good seeds today. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 9. You must know that you must not be deceived. Whatever you sow is what you are going to reap. If you sow thanksgiving, you reap blessings from God. If you sow murmuring and complaining, then you reap whatever you need to reap there. But if you sow thanksgiving, if you sow appreciation, you are sure to reap God's favor. Listen to me. One of the reasons why many never bear fruits, the reason why many never assess anything good, is because this same issue of thanksgiving is lacking. They complain of everything. Especially the youth of nowadays, discontented about everything. The only thing they like is something that somebody else has. May God give every youth a change of heart in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. It is not appreciating God. It is as a result of not appreciating God that a man sees somebody else and envy the person. You don't need to envy anybody in this world. Life is about time and chance. It is somebody's turn now. It shouldn't be your own turn. I mean, don't bother yourself. Somebody's driving a Rolls Royce or driving a BMW 2018 series. They just produced it in this December self. As it is so new that it shows that they just produced it 1st of December and they shipped it to Nigeria and it bought sharp sharp. No wala. By the time your home will come, his home will already be old. So there is no need to envy anybody. You thank God for them. You appreciate God for them. You celebrate God for them. When your own will come, it will dust them. One of your friends got married and you don't even have a relationship yet. And it's as if you are not okay. Sometimes you look and say, is it that I'm not even okay? Is it that I'm not okay? I'm okay now. Is it because that girl puts some nails that are like tiger nails like this? Is that the reason why then you to go and put long nail that if you do like this and you paint your face, they will think you're a tiger. You don't need to do that. Come to your neighbor and say, be yourself. See, you are beautiful and wonderfully made. The glory of God is already upon you. The glory of God is upon you. And can I tell you this? Your Prince Charming is coming. When he will come, he will be far better than every other person that you can think of. He will dust them. You know what they call dust them? You will become the envy of your entire family. I say you will become the envy of your entire family. But you need to appreciate God for today. Appreciate Him for all He has done for you. Appreciate for your body structure. Appreciate Him for your physique. appreciate him for the little in your pocket and in your bank account. Others have been experiencing additions. You will be experiencing multiplications. Others, things have been moving for them little by little, little by little. For you, it will be sporadic progress. I say it will be sporadic progress. So, put in the seed of thanksgiving. Put in the seed of appreciation. Put in the seed of glorification. Can't imagine somebody, God blessing you with a baby girl. You know, say, a girl. You can't do anything except God gives it to you. What you are trivializing and throwing into the trash as if it's nobody. That is what somebody else will give an entire life to get. You want a son. My prayer that your son will never be like those sons who smoke banja wee wee on the street of Lagos. What God has given to you is enough for you. What God has bestowed for you, into your life is enough for you. If he knows you need something, we give it to you. If he knows something will come and it will injure you, he will never give it to you because he knows that he has the blueprint of your life in plan. I pray for somebody here today that your today shall launch you into a greater tomorrow in Jesus' name. And so I move forward to issue of tomorrow or forever. Tomorrow. Your tomorrow is at the expense of your thanksgiving. You can't enter the gates of tomorrow until you pass through with thanksgiving. Why losers mind what they are going through? Thanksgiver mind where they are going to. While losers mind what they are going through, thanksgivers mind where they are going to. They mind the future. They mind tomorrow. A loser. No, honestly, I regret how everything has gone this year. I'm just tired. I'm tired. That's how a loser speaks. But somebody who is a thanksgiver will mind where he's going to. He's dancing. He knows that even if it takes one day for the year to end, God will still visit him. So he doesn't mind. Patient with God. Restful. He knows God can never fail. As many of us that know that God can never fail, come on, shout a big hallelujah. He can never fail. Miracle scarcity in the tomorrow of many is as a result of thanksgiving deficiency. Psalm 67 verse 5 to 7. Psalm 67 5 to 7. Let the people praise thee, O God. And let the people praise thee. Then the earth shall yield our increase. Our God shall bless us. Even our own God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall what? Fear him. It is thanksgiving that launches you into the tomorrow that whereby people fear God in your life. People fear your God. People say, it is the God of so person I want to be serving. Olorun to gaju le mi o ma sin ba. Olorun to gaju le mi o ma sin. Mi o ni fori balẹ ba. Mi o ni fori balẹ fun Olorun wa ju. Baba. Olorun to gaju le mi o ma sin. Baba. So you know that this great God has a plan for your tomorrow. You will enter into that great plan in the name of Jesus. Keep thanking him and your tomorrow will be alright. Listen to me. I am certain my tomorrow will be alright. There's no doubt. I know it. I am convinced. I don't miss my steps when I walk. I walk with swagger. I walk with confidence. I walk because I know there's somebody backing me up. I know. Why do you need to thank God for tomorrow? Why do you need to thank God for tomorrow? The past is history. I cannot be changed, but the future is tied to thanksgiving. Your past is history. You made a mistake in the past, thank God. Things didn't go well for you in the past, thank God. You failed and carried over in the past, thank God. Your mess are overtaking you, thank God. You struggle. Since you finished school, you have been struggling. Yet things have never been okay. I thank God for you. But I am not so interested in that so much as if you can take the issue of thanksgiving serious, then tomorrow is sure. While I was in school as an undergraduate, I never had a better result. I never had a result lesser in one semester till I graduated than another semester. That is, from one semester to another was an improvement till graduation. This was my secret. And others were complaining. Oh God. Ah, this lecture, he got me. Ah, honestly, if I have ESF in this course, I really tried. Ah, if I have, and others will also say, yeah, it's very true. Things are very tough. Ah, look at how he came out. I will just be whistling and be going to sports center where I know what to do when I get there. I don't ask for anything. I just be dancing. And the place is an open place. So when people are passing, they will now be mocking me. Hey, this boy must be a crazy boy. This boy is a very crazy boy. Very crazy boy. Crazy boy. Very crazy boy. After this kind of exam, where everybody's crying and weeping, going back to the room to go and think of their life, is dancing. And when the result will come out, they will want to go and check it and say, this boy that was thanking God and dancing, what happened to him? And then they will open their mouth. Ha! That is how men will open their mouth when they will see your result today. That is how men will open their mouth when they see your result today. That is how men will open their mouth when they see your result today. Number 3C, why do I need to thank God for my tomorrow? 3Bs, right? Thanksgiving opens doors that have been shut against your tomorrow. The Bible says, a great door, effectual, is open unto me. But there are many adversaries. A lot of times when doors are shut against us, many of us do many things except Thanksgiving. Many Christians do many things. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9. For a great door extra is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. Christians do many things when they have challenges. The only thing they don't do is to thank God. They are so much in a hurry. Somebody say, fast 21 days. They say 21 days. No, I will fast 42 days. Use 3 days night vigil. No. I will do 7 days night vigil. Anything they want them to do, they will do. The only thing they will not do is the one that is most needful, which is Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a door opener. The door opens on its own accord. You know that story very well in Acts 16, verse 25 and 26. 24 and 25. When Paul and Silas were inside the prison, the Bible says, Acts 16, 24, 25, as they began to, 16, and at midnight, these guys began to pray. After they prayed, the door did not open. And suddenly, they began to worship him, to appreciate him, and to exalt him. Verse 25, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises. They prayed, the door did not open after prayer. Maybe they used their head to hit the door. Maybe they tried everything. Door open, open. They'll be shaking like this. Like, go, shaker. And the thing did not open. Then, they now say, okay, we have tried prayer. Prayer, no, it didn't work. So, say, well, let's try praise. Then they began to praise. And the door opened on its own accord. Even open for other prisoners. Your praise will deliver your family members. Your praise will deliver your family members. Your praise will deliver your family members. Your praise will deliver your husband. Your praise will deliver your wife. Your praise will deliver your children. Let me hear you say a big amen. Anywhere I walk, they must prosper there. Because I must add praise to the place. If I walk anywhere, they must prosper. Because anywhere there is praise, God must stay there. And when God stays there, things must work. Every business you are doing for a living, it must work from today. As you add the sickle of praise to your life, it must work today. Can I hear your loudest amen? While I was sitting down there and we're hearing the testimonies, there was a particular testimony that somebody said about something that had to do with accommodation. And the Holy Spirit reminded me of, I remember now. Somebody was talking about how they had one room and then God lifted them to a higher place. The Holy Spirit reminded me of something similar that happened to me also many years ago. And I will tell you the story. Or let me continue maybe another time. Or you want to hear the story? All right, I will tell you. I was working in an organization and they gave me a room in a duplex, 6 rooms in the place, just one room for me as a staff because I was just transferred there. And I used to go to work, come back. And one day, the head of operations had problem with me because maybe, I don't know why, but he had problems with me and said, I should evacuate the place immediately. That was a Friday and I was supposed to travel. So before I came back on Sunday, all my goods had been moved out of my room and placed under the staircase. And that time, I just made television stand. I had not bought television. I just made television stand with glass in preparation for television. So when they were bringing down the stand from upstairs downstairs, the glass broke. So
the first asset I had,
they broke it. And when I saw it, that was when I came back on Sunday night. And they said, they gave me that, they know I will come back Sunday, that they are giving me only that Sunday. By Monday, I should just pack my tire. And the things under the staircase must not go upstairs. So I said, okay. So I went upstairs. I locked myself inside the room. And I cried to God. I began to dance. I began to praise Him. I began to worship Him. I began to adore Him. I began to exalt Him. No wife, no children, nothing. Only me and my maker. When I got to the office the following morning, the first customer that came into the bank, an Alhaji, a big man, very big man, just came in and saw me and said, how are you? How's everything? I said, fine, sir. Ah, I said, I've not seen you for some time. Is there anything that you need? I said, actually, yes, there's something I need. Hallelujah. I said, they just moved me out of my accommodation. He said, oh, that's a small case. He said, the man that followed him, he said, you this man, you will go to my houses and look for 3 houses and show this man the 3 houses. Anyone he wants, let him move in. So they went and picked 3 houses. When I got to the first one, I did not bother to look at the other 2. Let me tell you what was there. Furniture was there. Bed was there. Bathroom with tiles and everything was there. Generator, big generator that power can never go out, like was there. I'm not yet done. AC was there. I did not use my money to buy it. AC in the parlor, AC in the room. What else can I ask for from this God? Now, when I got back to the office after checking it around 12:01, I posed into my office. Hallelujah. And then they said, they were looking at me. Hey, we will show this boy today. You will sleep under bridge today. We used to do Shanghai, or gas boy. You will sleep under, because actually the policy says that I've exceeded the time I was supposed to stay. And they used that against me. Ladies and gentlemen, to cut long story short, in the evening after work, I packed my things majestically and moved out. And one of them offered, said, where you are going? Let me help you as an assistant. To move, just to mock me on the road, to know if I'm going to sleep in a bridge or going to sleep where. I said, oh, no problem. Help me. Follow me. God will change your story today. When he got there, he thanked my God. His heart, I could almost see his heart pumping out. He opened his mouth. That's how your enemy will open your eyes. I speak to somebody here today. A miracle that will make people know that you are serving God will come to your life today. A miracle that will make people to know that God is with you will come into your life today. Houses you did not build, that you did not pay money for, God will give it unto you. You did not use your money to buy, God will give it unto you. Money that you never worked for, God will release them into your bank account. Blessings beyond human comprehension. What your father did not enjoy, what your mother did not enjoy, what your brothers and sisters did not enjoy, you will enjoy it today. I say you will enjoy it today. I speak favor to your life. I speak favor to your family. I speak favor to your children. Every land where you appear, blessings will land there for you. And I say this so as many that can receive it. Where men have thought they will mock you, in places where men thought that they will mock you, I pray that in that same place God will make you. In that same place God will make you. In that same place, God will make you. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Take your seat. My conclusion this morning is that thanksgiving can open any door, can change your life any hour, any minute, any time. But the enemy most of the time doesn't want us to thank God because he knows that it has power. He knows that thanksgiving carries power. The grace to utilize that power effectively until it brings something out of your life. Receive that grace today in Jesus' name. Thanking God without being saved is like reporting yourself to God. It's like coming to God and say, God, I've come to report myself to you. Please deal with me very well. The first thing, if you are wise, before you go to thank God, is to ask Him to embrace you. To make your ways right with God. That's how a wise person does. That's how a wise person does. You know that something is wrong. Me and the relationship between me and God is not 100% in perfect shape. And I want to thank Him this morning. And you say, Father, have mercy on me.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.